Of course, we're in the final stretch of our own presidential election campaign. President Bush and Senator John Kerry continued to take jabs at each other today following last night's feisty town hall-style debate. NPR's Don Gagne is traveling with the president, and NPR's Scott Horsley is with Senator John Kerry, and they join me now. Hi, both of you.
Hi there.
Hello.
Don, what is the mood at the Bush campaign today? Do his aides feel he did a better performance than last time?
They absolutely are pleased with the performance of the president last night. It's interesting, too, their happiness today, which is very evident, only reinforces how poorly the president did a week ago in the first debate. Just the contrast is amazing. What they feel is that they have stopped the slide, and they hope they have stopped Kerry's rise. And the president's pollster feels that the race will kind of firm up here with the president, they think, just ahead by a little bit. And they feel like that's a good position to be after what's transpired over the past week.
Scott, what's the reaction in the Kerry campaign?
Jennifer, there were a lot of smiles on the Kerry bench both last night, immediately after the debate, and today. The smiles are not quite as big and bright as they were a week ago at this time, but the Kerry camp's still pretty happy. The instant polls from CNN and ABC scored this a very narrow win for Senator Kerry, and Democrats say their own polls show a slightly larger margin for Senator Kerry. They feel like President Bush, although he did better than he did a week ago, was really focused on rallying the Republican base and probably didn't do himself much good among the voters in the middle of the political spectrum.
Scott, what about when Kerry responded to a voter's question last night and launched right in and assured the audience categorically he would not raise taxes on the middle class? Do you sense that any of his aides there might have cringed when he did that?
That may have been one of the most memorable moments for Senator Kerry last night when he joked that the only ones he would raise taxes on in that room were himself and the president and the moderator, Charlie Gibson. That was a pretty effective counterweight to President Bush's claim that he would be too quick to raise taxes, and the Democrats' polling shows that helped the senator. But as you point out, the danger that kind of definitive read-my-lips answer, as President Bush's father knows, can come back to haunt you when it comes time to govern. For now, though, the Kerry campaign seems to feel it was just the right thing to say, and the senator avoided falling into the trap that he so often does on the campaign trail, where he sort of qualifies his answer. This was an unqualified, no new taxes except on the very wealthy.
Don, President Bush hailed the election in Afghanistan today. Has he commented at all on the boycott announced there by the opposition?
He has not. He has talked about the elections at every stop he has made today. In fact, it's right up front, the top of his speech at rallies. And despite all that we've heard about what's going on in Afghanistan in terms of how the election is going, this is, for the president, a good news story. Period. That's how he's going to play it. No acknowledgement at all of any difficulties. We asked his press secretary about it, and he said that he hadn't really gotten any reports out of Afghanistan. But if there were any troubles at all, there are also election monitors in place. So they're putting really, really positive spin on it.
NPR's Don Gagne is traveling with the president. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And NPR's Scott Horsley is with Senator Kerry. Thank you.
My pleasure.